Blog Talk Radio.
Walking shoes on. I can't tell you where I'm going, but I'm walking down this lonely road. But at least the scenery is beautiful. And no matter what I do, I can't stop walking. No, I know it's the only way to go. And if I keep walking, I'ma be okay. It's not always about knowing why. Sometimes it's all about knowing what, and that's enough to keep you walking every day. Yeah, I believe, but it's a dream that I ain't seen yet. Chasing a dream that I ain't dreamed yet, but I'ma meet it halfway if I keep on walking, walking, walking. If I keep on walking up, yeah, I know it when I see it walking, walking, walking. When I see it walking up, always waiting for something to find. Gotta keep on walking on.
like summertime, in the night to see the light of day, cause I've been blind for way too long and you can't take my light away. Even though all my times are happy times, I get unsure and hope for brighter days. I never let it slow my pace, so knowing failure ain't an option. I've been promised and I'm on my way up. Said I believe, but it's a dream that I ain't seen yet. Chasing a dream that I ain't dreamed yet, but I'ma meet it halfway if I keep on walking, walking, walking. If I keep on walking now, yeah, I know it when I see it walking, walking, walking. I see it walking on, yeah. Always waiting for something good to find you. But if it don't come, what are you gonna do? And that's why I'm walking, walking, walking. Gotta keep it walking on. Walking shoes on. Step two, step two, step three. Step one, step two, step three.
Walking shoes.
Thy words the light unto my path, a lamp unto my feet. These shoes, my shoes.
Walking shoes, walking shoes.
Walking to a promise. Walking to a better land. Said I believe, I believe. But it's a dream that I ain't seen yet. Chasing a dream that I ain't dreamed yet. But I'ma meet it halfway if I keep on walking, walking, walking. If I keep on walking now, yeah, I know it when I see it walking, walking, walking. When I see it walking on.
Shabbat Shalom, Mishpacha. Am I coming through before I get to yammering on? And somebody, one of my brothers or sisters, be so kind as to shoot me a text to let me know if I'm talking. Well, I am talking, but are y'all hearing me? Toda, Aki, Toda, 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 Toda. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Abba, Toda Abba, for blessing us, Father, with life today, with health, with strength, and even though we may have some infirmities here or there, Father, overall we are in good health. We thank you, Father, for the blessing of your son, Yahushua HaMashiach. We thank you for, as my brother often says, he coins this phrase, the lessons and the blessings that we receive throughout the week, Father, and that you continue to lead us and guide us. I pray for the health of my Ema. I pray for the health of my Zakanes. I pray for the health of my brothers. I pray for the health of our children. I pray for the health of our leader. I pray for everybody's mental, spiritual, emotional, physical, and mental health. Father, that it be well within their souls, Father, that even though we go through our trials and tribulations, Father, we go through our ups and downs, Father, we go through our struggles internally, externally, spiritually, Father, that you do all of this, Father. You allow these things to come upon us, Father, because you love us and you're edifying us and you're strengthening us, Father, and you're helping us to understand, Father, that we can fall back and trust you, that we can fall back and rely, Father, that we are always in the covering of your wings, Father, that as your word says, Father, you will always be that high tower that we can run to. As your word says, Father, that your word will always be a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. And Father, for that, we are grateful for what you have done for us, Father. B'Shem Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Baruch Atah Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Baruch Atah Yahushua, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Yisrael, his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. And Shabbat Shalom once again, family. This is your brother Ahab Al with Beth Yahweh Congregation in good old Baltimore, Maryland, USA. And this is the third installment of Study to Show Thyself Approved Unto Yahweh, a workman that be not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And this is going to be part three of the current course that we are on, which is the disciple, the witness, the Torah, the battle, and brotherly love. And this is part three. And the key verse, which I just dropped my iPad, is Isaiah 8:16, bind up the testimony, seal the Torah among my Talmudim, my students. Give me 1 second, family. I got to grab my iPad. All right, family, I'm back. I got to put my iPad back together. Forgive me. All right. There we go. Right. Start off with some scriptures here, family. And it reads, as my brother always says, he that loveth not knoweth not Yah, for Yah is love. And when we have known and believed that the love that Yah hath to us, Yah is love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in Yah, and Yah in him. We love him because he loved us first. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I'm a little discombobulated. All right. Here we go. Here we go. St. John 13:34-35 reads, a new commandment I give you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. And the message today, family, is going to be real simple. It's just going to be about love. Because at the end of the day, as a matter of fact, I'm going to let the word define it for us. It's always best to let the word do the defining. Because, you know, I am of the belief. This is Brother Ahab. And I'm sure that my other brothers have the same sentiment. I base everything based upon the word of God. I don't care what history says. I don't care what a dictionary says. I don't care what any video, any scholar, any book. The basis and the premise for my life will first and foremost always be, and this is even when I was in Christianity, it's what the word says. What the truth of Yahweh's word says. That is first and foremost in any thing that I come across. I don't care if it's history, because now, especially being a believer and understanding the historicity, if I'm saying that correctly, the historicity of the Torah, of that book that the world calls the Bible, that is the basis, the pillars, the foundation, the root, the branch, everything of our belief. That is always first and foremost to me. I don't care what a scientist says. I don't care what a history teacher says. I don't care about that. If at the end of the day, and I don't care about what a scholar says, because at the end of the day, if it's not based on and it's not founded in the scriptures, it don't matter to me. It must, and Yahweh affirmed that in class. And this is why I've always dug in. This is why I always, always prayerfully to my dying breath defend what I know is the truth in that word. It's never failed me. Never failed me. Not as long as Abba has been gracious enough to allow me to learn about his son and his words never fail. Even so, I love that song, Walking Shoes, because even if there may be things I may not fully understand yet, one thing's for sure, two things for certain. That word will always be true. That word will all. They have conspired against Yahweh and his people. So the first conspiracy theory that will ever be wrought will be against the mighty one of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of creation, the God whose breath of life all living creatures have within them. Whether they are in denial of him or not, he has been merciful to allow them to have the breath of life in them. Sadly, many may pass in denial of the one that they will ultimately face and have to rely on for eternity. They will see him eventually. They can deny him all they want, but one day, all flesh goes. They will expire. They will pass away. And then that's when reality, then that's when life kicks in. And I don't want to be on the wrong side of that reality. So first and foremost, that will always be the foundation. That will always be the truth. As the word says, his word is forever shut up in the heavens. Translators may fail, translations may fail, but the truth of his word will never, ever, 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 ever fail. So on with this, family. If I speak with the languages of men and of angels, but don't have love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but don't have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my goods to feed the poor, and if I give my body to be burned, but don't have love / Yah / God, it profits me nothing. This is the definition of love based on the word. Love is patient. First and foremost, it's long-suffering. Why is he not long-suffering? And is kind. Didn't he wake you up today? If you're listening to this, as I, Ahab El, your brother, is speaking, he's shown you kindness today. Love doesn't envy, and hopefully by permission, we're going to hear about what the spirit of envy does. Love doesn't brag. It doesn't beat its chest and points at you and says, I am better than you, is not proud. Tell you, Abba confirms for us day in and day out how much he leads and guides us. Has anybody been following the news lately? If you haven't, and I ain't talking about watching the news. You don't have to watch the news, but some of us get our information from other avenues. Why is the most ancient disease, the first one talked about in the word, leprosy? Why is that on the rise? Why? Google it if you haven't heard it. Leprosy, there is an outbreak of leprosy in Florida, and it's soon to spread throughout the rest of the nation for sure, because Florida is one of the flocking places of everybody, at least on the from the Midwest to the East Coast, love to flock to Florida's beaches. So it's sure to spread throughout the rest of the nation. But why? And why are we in the midst of our spiritual leader teaching on purity and leprosy? See, where leprosy exists, there's a lack of love. Not towards mankind. Forget mankind. Who cares? The manifestation of true love, as it is defined by the word of Yah, is first and foremost towards him. As the word says, love Yahweh with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And as my brother stated in one of his teachings, all that you are provided with, all, everything, all your provisions, everything within you, first and foremost supposed to be directed towards the Creator, our Heavenly Father. And then it will then be showed to all of humanity. But it must first start with a sincere, a true, an unblemished love towards your Creator, our Creator. Again, love is patient and love is kind. Love doesn't envy. Love doesn't brag. Is not proud. Is not filled with leprosy. Doesn't behave itself inappropriately. Doesn't seek its own way. And I like how they say it does not seek its own way. Doesn't try to find a path outside of the way of Yahweh. But rejoices with truth. Bears all things. Believes all things, not all things based upon the word of Yahweh. Believes all things in the word of Yahweh. Hopes all things in the word of Yahweh. Endures all things in the word of Yahweh. Love never fails. / Yah never fails. Think of everything that you've experienced in your life, and in particular as a believer, and I can say for surety, the one out of all the prayers that I have had, the one that I have prayed in most sincerity was for my baby, that she be healed. And he hasn't failed. He hasn't failed. Any other prayer that I perceived that he did not answer was then for my learning, so that I could learn to be different in so many ways. Because your brother Ahab El, to put it in the most layman terms in the streets, was jacked up in my thinking, in my talking, as a believer. And I'm saying this as a believer. Messed up. Perpetrating the fraud, had all the attributes on the outside, fringes, head dressing, and at one point, even the payas, but had violent, evil thoughts, had a wicked tongue, a venomous tongue, a viper's tongue, possessed all of that with the harshest of poisons. Every bit on the outside, nasty thoughts going through my mind that led to inappropriate actions. Didn't care who I offended, didn't care who I hurt, as a believer. Being phony as H3 double hockey sticks in every single way. And that's the truth. And Yahweh had to teach me. Had to pound me down. Had to humble that haughty spirit that was in that leprosy that dwelled within me as a believer. So even though it may seem like he didn't answer particular prayers that I prayed for sincerely in my life, it was because he had lessons, sincerely. He had to shape me and mold me for his will while I had to yield and be still. Again, love never, Yah never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will be done away with. Eventually, the book will be closed. Because the time frame for the book must come to an end. When the full spiritual Sukkot has ended, so will, and then we enter into Shemini Atzeret, then it's done. Now it will be an artifact in Yah's museum. And it will be said, my word is complete. My will has come to fruition. All that I have said that I will do has now been done. But where there are prophecies, they will be done away with. Where there are various languages, they will cease. Because at one point, so funny, we got into a discussion about what is the oldest language yesterday. My work nephew posed that question. And it was stated, it started with Adam. Yah is the creator of language. And he gave it to Adam. And it existed for thousands of years until at which point a vile individual named Nimrod came and led an earthly rebellion against the Almighty. And to thwart and to destroy his rebellion, Yahweh had to mix the languages up. And guess what? He said he's going to restore a pure language. I believe it's in the book of Amos. He's going to restore a pure language to the people. When will that be? When he comes back. So again, where there are various languages, they got to stop. Because Yahweh is only going to speak one language to us. As he did with Adam, he's going to bring it back to that point where there's only one language, his tongue, the holy tongue. Where there is knowledge, it will be done away with. For we know in part, we prophesy in part. But when that which is complete has come, then that which is impartial will be done away with. So when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I felt as a child. I thought as a child. Now that I've become a man, and notice we've been talking about manliness, I have put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face, panaim to panaim. Now I know in part, but then, and he's talking about in the future, I will know fully, even as I was also fully known. But now faith, hope, and love remain. These three, the greatest of these, which is associated with Yah, is love. So the greatest of these is Yah. Because faith and hope are for mankind. Yes, love is also. But Yahweh don't know how that needs to have faith. Yahweh said it and it's done. Yahweh doesn't need to have hope. Yahweh wills it and it is done, period. But Yahweh is the pure, unadulterated source, the embodiment of love. Why? Because we exist. Simple as that. So let's get into some other scriptures, my brothers and my sisters and my family. And it's not going to be a long lesson today. I am talking slow, but it ain't going to be a long lesson today, family. All right, we're going to take one quick stroll to 4 Maccabees again. We're going to 4 Maccabees 13:9. And I was going to go through this in its entirety, maybe another day, but this is a key scripture right here. Brothers, may we die brotherly for the Torah. Let us imitate the three young men in Assyria. And that's basically Babylon. He's talking about Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, which we more commonly known as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? Men in Assyria who despise the equally afflicting furnace. And when it says they despise it, they withstood it. Okay? Because In all the chapters after 5, it starts to talk about, we go into Eleazar, then, you know, and how he was tortured. But I would say table that, because the torture of Eleazar actually points to something different. And with his permission, and depending on how things pan out, coming next season, we may talk about some things. After this season's closed out, we get into next year, I will spare our lives, right? So now let's move on. So, brothers, may we die brotherly for the Torah. Brothers, may we die brotherly for the Torah. Let us imitate the three young men in Babylon who despised the equally afflicting furnace. They went in there willingly, knowing that one of two things was going to happen. Yahweh was going to redeem them and save them from the affliction, or he was going to allow them to pass, but they were going to pass righteously and have a sure ticket to that kingdom, to his presence. All right, let's move on, family. 1 Peter chapter 1. All right. Chapter 1, starting at verse 13. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. I like how he states it. Therefore, prepare your minds. You know, one of the things I love about the journey is that Abba is taking us on with the patriarchs right now. I keep sidebar and side note, fam. I know I'm not supposed to apologize for that, but he is giving us a glimpse into the family dynamic of the patriarchs. He's letting us know and understand the thoughts that Reuben had, the mindset that Dan had, the intent that Gad had, the suffering and the humility that Joseph had, the bravery and the courage that Judah had, the divine calling that Levi had. Because it said also about Levi, he was a dreamer of dreams as well. Not just Joseph, he was also a dreamer of dreams, and Yahweh showed him mystical things. Then there's also who we learned about today. But one of the things that he has been helping us to understand is the unique makeup of each one of the patriarchs so far. The unique experience of each one of the patriarchs that we have read so far. And to help us understand, yes, they were a family. Yes, they were a group, but they were also individuals, and they all suffered individually various afflictions. And what plagued them? I mean, Reuben was very candid about what he went through that led him to do what was considered the most abominable act at that time among our people. Don was very open about what afflicted him: anger, hatred, Gad also. So that we can relate, we can understand, and guess what? And these patriarchs are the 12 pillars in heaven. They are the foundation. Of our heavenly family. Along with Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, including Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. But the 12 men are the 12 pillars, along with the other 12, the 12 apostles. They are the foundations of our faith. Without them, there is no us. But they were gracious and loving enough to leave us testimony to say, you know what? Y'all get it honest. The things y'all going through, y'all getting it honest. You get angry at times, y'all getting it honest. You go through lustful situations at times, you get it honest. You suffer at others' hands sometimes, you get it honest. Awesome that Abba loves us so much that he made sure he preserved it. And from what I understand, that it's not in our Canaan, but it's in the Ethiopian, the Ethiopic Canaan. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right or whatever. But haven't we always had a very close relationship with the Ethiopians? Israel. Some of the Song of Solomon. The Ethiopian eunuch. Among other things. But all of this is preserved in their scriptures. Which is my personal belief, theirs should trump all others. Why? Because they have a direct root to the scriptures. And they have these testimonies. And Abba has led us to these testimonies because he loves us. And he wants us to know. There is no love higher than his. What could be higher than his love in our life? Therefore, 113, prepare your minds for action. Be sober. Set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you. Oh, I'm reading from the WEBA. On the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Yahushua HaMashiach as children of obedience, not conforming yourselves according to your former lusts as in your ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, set apart, set to the side, you yourselves also be holy in all your behavior, because it is written, ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Didn't we just talk about that? He is making us just like him. He wants us to be just like him. Then he tells us that in his word, ye are the light of the world. I'm giving you my light. Receive ye the Holy Spirit. When it said he breathed on them. This ain't no mystical thing. But if we don't embrace it, if we don't engulf ourselves, we don't invest in it within ourselves, guess what's going to happen? As it was stated, he's not going to force the Holy Spirit into you. But every time you yield to your flesh, you force it out of you. Every time you can't protect and guard yourself, you can't guard your gate strong enough, you force it out of you. You block it. Okay. Again, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. If you call him, 117, if you call on him as Father, as Abba, who without respect of person judges according to each man's work, pass the time of your living as foreigners here in reverent fear. Be just like Abraham. I'm a stranger in a strange land. Knowing, 118, knowing that you were redeemed not with corruptible things, with silver or gold, from the useless way of life handed down from your fathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb without blemish or spot, the blood of Moshiach, who was forsaken indeed before the foundation of the world, who was foreknown indeed before the foundation of the world, but was revealed in this last age for your sake, who through him are believers in Yah, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope might be in Yah, seeing you have purified your souls in your obedience to the truth through the Spirit in sincere brotherly affection. Whoa. Seeing, 122, you have purified your souls in your obedience to the truth through the Spirit in sincere brotherly affection. You mean brotherly affection is a purifier of the soul? Which is also then a representation. That was a mix between representative and representation. A representation of your obedience to the truth of the word of Yah. Brotherly affection. And he then says, love one another from the heart fervently. love one another from the heart, fervently. Fervent comes from fever. Fever comes from heat. Heat comes from passion. Passion comes from emotion. So that's the one thing he says, don't let that be unbridled. Don't let that be unbridled. Don't let that be bridled in you. That's the one passion, the one emotion. He says, let it go. Love. Brotherly love. Fervent. Why? Because it purifies. That heat purifies the soul in the eyes of Yah. 123. Having been born again, showing this truly is how your spirit reveals that it, that dip that we all take, actually working. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible through the word of Yah, which lives and remains forever. For all flesh is like grass, and all of man's glory like the flower in the grass. The grass withers, and its flowers fails. But Yahweh's word endures forever. This is the word of good news, which was preached to you. Second Peter family. Brother Kepha. Second Peter 1. Start 1:1. Shimon Kepha, a servant and apostle of Yahushua HaMashiach, to those who have been obtained a like precious faith with us in the righteousness of our mighty one and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. Grace to you and peace be multiplied in the knowledge of Yah and of Yahushua, our Master. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and virtue. I got to take these glasses off. I keep resisting these bifocals. Next appointment, I got to go old man. 2 Peter 1:4, by which he has granted to us his precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world by lust. Yes, and for this very cause, adding on your own part all diligence in your faith, supplying moral excellence, and in moral excellence, knowledge, and in knowledge, self-control, and in self-control, perseverance, and in perseverance, godliness, and in godliness, brotherly affection, and in brotherly affection, love. Yah. So he said we got to go through some things, we got to experience some things in order for that love to be perfected in us. 1:8, for if these things are yours and abound, they make you to be not idle or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Master, Yahushua HaMashiach. For he who lacks these things is blind, seeing only what is near, having forgotten the cleansing from his old sins. Therefore, brothers, be more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For thus you will be richly supplied with the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Master and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. I want that. And whatever it takes to get that, I will do that. Therefore, I will not be negligent to remind you, 2 Peter 1:12. Therefore, I will not be negligent to remind you of these things, though you know them and are established in the present truth. So he's saying, you already know these things, but he's going to remind us. 1:13, I think it right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you. And when he says tent, he's talking about this body, this flesh, this wrapping, this corruptible wrapping that we have. 1:14, knowing that the putting off of my tent comes swiftly, even as our Master Yahushua HaMashiach made clear to me. Yes, I will make every effort that you may be able, that you may always be able to remember these things even after my departure. So you see what he's talking about? He gonna go. He knows he's gonna go. This is his bequeathment to them, for lack of a better term. For we didn't follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our master, Yahushua HaMashiach, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. So he's letting you know, man, this ain't no story we telling. This ain't no fable. This ain't no make-believe. We witnessed with our own two eyes this man come in the flesh. All these other things you may have heard about, these other gods or whomever you call upon, y'all only heard about them. Even the patriarchs, we only heard about them. But now the promise and the fulfillment that they were promised, we actually saw with our own two eyes. We touched them. We held them. We cried with them. We kissed him. We held him. We ate with him. And we watched him suffer and die. And then raise up and ate with us again. Remember that story? When he came upon them and they didn't recognize him. And the first thing he said to them was, what y'all eating? What we gonna eat? So even after the resurrection took place, he sat and he dined with them. 1:17, for he received from Yah the Father honor and glory when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. We heard this voice come out of heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. So for Peter, he's letting you know, yeah, you may hear stories of that from other people, but from me, I'm telling you, I heard it with my own ears. 1:19, we have the more sure word of prophecy, and you do well that you heed it as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of a private interpretation. For no prophecy ever came by the will of man, but holy men of Yah spoke being moved by the Ruach HaKodesh. No need to go any further into that, family. Kind of speaks for itself. Hebrews 13, starting in verse 1. Let brotherly love continue. Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers, for in doing so, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in bonds as bound with them, and those who are ill-treated, since you are also in the body. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the bed be undefiled, but Yah will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Be free from the love of money, content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will in no way leave you, neither will I in any way forsake you, so that with good courage we say, Yahweh is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? Remember your leaders, men who spoke to you the word of Yah, and considering the results of their conduct, imitate their faith. Remember your leaders, men who spoke to you the word of Yah, and considering the results of their conduct, imitate their faith. Yahushua HaMashiach is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't be carried away by various and strange teachings. Don't be carried away by various and strange teachings. For it is good that the heart be established by grace, not by food, through which those who were so occupied were not benefited. We have an altar from which those who serve the holy tabernacle have no right to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy place by the high priest as an offering for sin are burned outside of the camp. Therefore, Yahushua also, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside of the gate. One of the things that You got all these slick people want to talk about.
I'm out there, order of Melchizedek. Yeah, brother.
We even had one brother told us he was Melchizedek at one point. Like, what? But did anybody hear in the lesson last week with Levi where it said that there was a sacrifice being offered in heaven without blood? Did y'all catch that part last week in Levi? That there's sacrifices being offered in the heavens without blood. This blood was supposed to point to something. This blood was supposed to show us something. This blood was supposed to reveal something. This blood was supposed to cover us and change us. But sacrifices are being offered every day in the heaven based on the heavenly order. And as my brother states, anybody who talks about, well, I'm after the order of Melchizedek. Well, what is the order of Melchizedek based on the scriptures? Speak word. Talk about it. Espouse, as my brother used to say. Espouse. Show me what the order of Melchizedek is, oh, all-knowing individual. And they can't tell you. They cannot tell you. But you got all these people jumping, I'm after the order of Melchizedek. Therefore, Yahushua 13:12, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Let's therefore go out to him outside of the camp, bearing his reproach. For we don't have here an enduring city, but we seek that which is to come. Through him then, let's offer up a sacrifice of praise to Yah continually. Those are the sacrifices that are being offered up. Because if a sacrifice that is being offered up that does not contain blood, then what does it contain? What is the sweet savor? What is the true sweet savor to Yahweh's nose then? To Yah's nose? Because Yahushua was the last blood sacrifice that was ever going to be made ever again. That's why when it was finished, temple curtain ripped and the temple was ultimately destroyed. Because as it was said, the blood of bulls and goats could never have made us whole. But it was a schoolmaster supposed to be able to teach us something, something we were supposed to learn, something we were supposed to understand. But the true order of the priesthood is one in which sacrifices of praise are being brought to the Almighty. And that order of Melchizedek is simply obedience, being on time with Yahweh's seasons. But if you're not obedient, if you're not doing what he says, if you're not on his time frame, guess what? You ain't after no order. You ain't after the order of Levi. You ain't after the order of the Torah. You definitely ain't after the order of Melchizedek. Through him, then, let's offer up a sacrifice of praise to Yah continually. That is the fruit of lips which proclaim allegiance to his name. How you going to be after an order and you calling on a false name? How you going to be after the heavenly order and you calling on a false name? I'm sorry, family. You will never, as a Hebrew, ever out your lips justify using the name, and I'm not going to utter it, JC to me. Sorry, never. Never, especially if you change your name, because then you know the significance of a name, because then you change your government to a spiritual name. And I understand some may struggle with that, but I'm sorry, you're not going to tell me that you're truly being led once the truth is brought to you. No. No, bitter and sweet waters can't come out the same faucet. It don't happen. Through him then, back to 15, let's offer up a sacrifice of praise to Yah continually. That is the fruit of lips which proclaim allegiance to his name. But don't forget to be doing good and sharing. For with such sacrifices, Yah is well pleased. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they watch on behalf of your souls as those who will give account, that they may do this with joy and not with groaning. For that would be unprofitable to you, or for you rather. Pray for us. This is 13:18. Pray for us, for we are persuaded that we have a good conscience, desiring to live honorably in all things. I strongly urge you to do this, that I may be restored to you sooner. Pray for us. Pray for your leaders. When we go through our struggles, when we have our downtimes, when we are overwhelmed, when we are overcome. Didn't you hear in the word last week how it says that all the more spirits fight against them more than all others? Don't you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you pay attention to that? That out of all the people that are going to be fought against in the spirit with the spiritual principalities, it's going to come more upon the leaders than anybody else? Did you do it? Did you? Because we need it. We need your support. We don't need your scorn. We need your support. We are human. We mess up just like everybody else. We're not called to be perfect. We are called to get perfected, though. And we go through various struggles. The same way you have down days, the same way we have down days. But you know the difference is we sometimes have to mask our down days because we have to stay up for the sake of the people. The same thing you struggle with, the same thing some of us struggle with. The same things that get you down are the same things that get us down. The same things that get you upset, same things that can get some of us upset sometimes. But your prayer and support for us is greatly needed. Greatly. The same way we're bearing the word for the sake of the souls of the congregation on our shoulders. What are y'all doing for us? We need you to bear us up also. We bearing y'all up. Y'all ain't missed a meal in forever. Oh, it's just the word. All y'all doing is teaching the word. All y'all doing is giving us the word. Okay. Yeah, you're right. That's all we doing. But that's our job to do that. And I can't think of one Shabbat where a meal was missed. If there wasn't some serious issue going on in a teacher's life, or there was some serious issues going on with technology. Again, pray for us, for we are persuaded that we have a good conscience, desiring to live honorably in all things. I strongly urge you to do this, that I may be restored to you sooner. 13:20. Now may the mighty one of peace, who brought again from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, with the blood of an eternal covenant, our master, Yahushua, HaMashiach, make you complete in every good work to do this, working in you that which is well, pleasing in his sight, through Yahushua HaMashiach, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Last scriptures, family. 1 Thessalonians 4, 1-18. The whole chapter. Finally then, brothers, we beg and exhort you in Yahushua HaMashiach that as you received from us ought to walk and to please Yah, that you abound more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you through Yahushua HaMashiach. For this is the will of Yah, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in sanctification and honor, not in the passion of lust, even as the Gentiles who don't know Yah, that no one should take advantage of a brother or sister in this matter, because Yahweh is an avenger in all these things. As also we forewarned you and testified, for Yah called us not for uncleanness, but in sanctification. Therefore, he who rejects this doesn't reject man, but Yah, who has also given his Holy Spirit to you. But concerning brotherly love, you have no need that one write you. For you yourselves are taught by Yah to love one another. Isn't that not in the scriptures? Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 9. Take your time and read it. It's read to you every Shabbat. But take your time and read Deuteronomy chapter 6, and in particular, verses 4 through 9. Weahapta. 4:10. For indeed, you do it toward all the brothers who are all in Macedonia. But we exhort you, brothers, that you abound more and more, and that you make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, even as we instructed you, that you walk properly toward those who are outside and may have need of nothing. But we don't want you to be ignorant, brothers, concerning those who have fallen asleep, so that you don't grieve like the rest who have no hope. See, the world grieves for the ones that they have lost because they've never read Ezra, the 7th chapter, in its entirety, to know what happens shortly after you close your eyes in the physical forever. And when you are gone in righteousness and having accepted Yahushua HaMashiach and Yah, his father, that you get the good 7-day tour. After reading that chapter, I don't fear going anymore. I look forward to getting my tour after my 100 years, if we last that long, but that's not Yah's will. So be it. But we have been shown to know, or is that just make-believe to everybody? Or do you think that Yahweh showed us that for a reason? And that's what he's telling them. We don't have to fear it the way, we don't have to grieve it the way the Gentiles grieve it. Because we have the sure word of the truth about what takes place. Back to 13, but we don't want you to be ignorant, brothers, concerning those who have fallen asleep, so that you don't grieve like the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Yahushua died and rose again, even so Yah will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Yahushua, or Elohim rather. For this we tell you by the word of the Master, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Master, will in no way precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Master himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with Yah's trumpet. The dead in Mashiach will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Master in the air. So we will be with the Master forever. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. And family, that's all I have for this Shabbat. And that will, I think, unless Yahweh decides to take me in another direction, that will conclude the first 3 weeks of this section, and then we'll see where Abba decides to go next. Baruch Atah Yahushua, King of the Universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy mighty one who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all of whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled. For you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate king. Baruch Atah Yahushua, our mighty one, who is trustworthy in all his words. Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Abba Yah, once again, we thank you for the blessing of your word. We thank you, Father, for the blessing of giving us the truth. We thank you, Father, for the blessing of giving us Yahushua HaMashiach. We also want to thank you, Father, for the blessing of giving us and showing us, Father, and trying to teach us, your stiff-necked, hard-headed children, love. You're trying to teach us about yourself, Abba Yah. Based on your word, you are love. You are trying to teach us and help us to understand and to grow in you, grow in love. You've given us the testimony of the patriarchs to show where they have failed in brotherly love towards one another. And even though we know, yes, it is your will ultimately, it always is your will when these things happen. Because as Brother Yosef said, y'all thought to do me hurt. All actuality, you made a better way for me and for you. Father, help us in the various ways that we need help, Father. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. Help us grow, Father. All your children, those who you have called and given your name. Because you have given us a new surname, Father. All of us, Father, that you have called upon to represent you in this day that we can see wickedness is growing in this age, Father. As my brother said, that spirit of heaviness, which then turns to the spirit of rebellion, Father, purge us from it, Father. Purge it from our lives. Purge it from our hearts. Purge it from our minds. Purge it from our souls. Purge it from all of our beings, individually and as a collective, Father. Cover us in your wings, Father. Those who are away and who are far away, Father, look after them, protect them, lead them, guide them, Father. Those who are close, Father, bring them even closer. Help us to understand how much we must, Father, we must be close to one another, that we must seal up the cracks, that we must become a family in you, in truth and sincerity of spirit and heart, and have true love towards one another, not departing from one another, not distancing from one another, but becoming a family unit, Father. We need your spirit, Father. We need your love, Father. We need your covering, Father. I ask, Father, that you look after the brother who is coming up today, Brother Deuel, that you protect him, Father. You protect him in your golden light, Father. You protect his mind. You keep the fiery darts of the adversary far from him, Father, so he can bring forth your word today. And you look after all the brothers. Look after our rabbi. Protect his mind. Protect his soul. Give us the strength. Give us the heart of humility to do what it is we need to do as your leaders within Beth Yahweh, to surround him, to guard him, to fight with and for him. When he gets low, to help lift him. When he is high, port him. And when he is at cruise altitude, to fly with him. I pray for my brothers that are apart in various states and in the various parts of the world, that you hedge them up. Baruch, Kanik'al, Mika'al, and if I've left anyone's name out, please forgive me. Pray that you continue to strengthen Danielle, as well as her mother and her father. I pray that you continue to strengthen. I'm going to say Chomi. Well, she's Chomi to those who know her. Naomi. and made my heart so glad to hear my taught your word. You look after her mother and her father and give them the strength. You know her father's a crybaby. I wear that with pride. Because you know I cry out to you. I got no shame doing that. You look after all of our children. Look after Darius. Because you know that is the foremost concern in his father's heart. Shield Abram. Bind up whatever demons place him in your high tower. Put your strongest angel's wings around him because you know that is a concern for his father. Look after our grandbabies. Look after our Zacanes and their wives. To continue to strengthen Brother Kevin as he is fulfilling what the word says to honor your father and your mother, but also to reverence your mother and your father. And he hasn't left his Ema side since she's needed him to be there. And I just want to say for all my brothers and sisters, my two little sisters who have various afflictions within their flesh. But my little sister, despite having her physical ailment, is always upbeat, never lets herself get, and always will give one of the best hugs ever. I pray for her and her twin sister. I pray for the other twin within the congregation. She being a soldier, S, from where she is. I just ask, Father, anyone that I have may have forgotten, I ask that my family forgive me. They're not at the top of mind right now. But surely, and knowing trust, it's in my heart. Haven't forgotten about my brother Brandon Lee, that you look after him with what he's going through. And Brother Brendan, as he begins football season, protect his health. My sister who is going away to college, protect her while she is down here. And these things, Father, I ask you, B'Shem Yahushua HaMashiach. Shalom, family. Shabbat shalom.
Yahoo!